Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time for Travel Thursday. Ryan, do you have any toys that you've kept since childhood?
Gosh, not exactly. When I think about my favorite toy, what comes to mind is this small figurine of a Ninja Turtles toy.
Oh.
So I loved it so much, I brought it everywhere with me, including to my holidays overseas. And that's where the sad news comes in. I lost it.
Oh, no.
Somewhere on the Great Wall of China.
Really? Well.
So if you come across it, let me know.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I love collecting toys. I wonder if that makes me a toy enthusiast for whatever reason that is.
You've got your own museum going on now, right?
A very small one in my study, and I don't think it's going to be able to expand. Not like what we have here in Singapore, the Mint Museum of Toys. I mean, we're talking about a collection, and you went there recently, a collection of vintage toys and collectibles from the 1980s all the way back to the 1840s.
Yeah, talk about collection. This guy who started the museum has over 50,000 toys. So in this museum, you will see a fraction of it. And maybe at regular intervals, they will be able to cycle through all his toys for you to have a look.
I would love to own my own museum of toys one day. But guess what? From now till the 28th of November, Mint Museum of Toys has a new exhibition. It's called Unbox Presents Toy Figurines. And it will be featuring toys such as Barbie, G.I. Joe, I don't know if you used to own those, Bratz, all to show how generational shifts are reflected in toy culture. This should be a fun one. On the line with us this morning is Anna Koh, Marketing and Comms Manager for Mint Museum of Toys. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Yes. So Mint stands for Moment of Imagination and Nostalgia with Toys, as I was educated by Ryan yesterday. He recently went to the Mint Museum of Toys, and he's a huge fan, by the way.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the founding story behind Mint.
Sure. So Mint Museum of Toys was founded by a local avid toy collector, Mr. Chang Yangfa. And he basically, you know, he specifically collects toys ranging between the years of 1840s to 1980s. And this is because he really sees the value and importance in the conservation of heritage, you know, history, cultural backgrounds of these toys. And our collection hails from 40 over countries. And he also first founded this museum, you know, wanting it to really present vintage toys and childhood memorabilia to the world. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, displaying toys, but it's also an educational process or journey, because when I walk through the museum, it's almost like stepping through time.
Yep, that's right.
And there were different snapshots of how things were like back then in terms of politics, social norms. Walk us through what the journey would be like for someone stepping into this museum. Can you help us to paint the picture of stepping into Mint?
Yeah, I think when you come into the museum, the curation is really curated in a way that it's being thematic, you know, it's being themed under the collection of outer space, characters, childhood favorites, and collectibles. And these toys are really curated in a way that the collections really cover a lot of history and cultural social issues that is relevant to the past and present and how it has evolved over time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Help us visualize in the sense that, was it difficult to get all of these displays organized?
Definitely is a really, you know, strategic approach to how we display these toys, because, like, you know, you say we have 50,000 of them, and it's really important how we properly curate it in a way that it's easy for the visitors to understand the curation. And the selection of individual toys to be displayed are also based on how we want to best bring out the toy story, you know, social background and the impact that it has made to society. So the museum also provides a lot of content, such as our collection labels or really detailed descriptions of every single toy that you see, so that, you know, visitors really can understand the depth of it.
Okay. Yeah. Anna, just between us, right, I want to ask, while you're putting up all these displays and curating, did anyone accidentally, like, break a toy or something? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Did that happen? Really?
No, definitely not.
Wow.
No. So everything is well taken care of.
Okay.
And the reason why we are called Mint is also because everything's in mint condition.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite exhibit or at least segment of it, is the Felix the Cat collection, because it takes you through history of how the character was refined. So you had this raw form almost, and then it kind of becomes more polished through the years. What are some of the highlights in the museum that you think people should look out for?
Wow. Felix the Cat, as you mentioned, we do have a really special piece, and we have one of the earliest Felix the Cat from 1922. And like you mentioned, this is really versions of, you know, this character that probably no one today has ever seen. So these are really the reason why we wanted, we collect specifically vintage as well. And we believe that when we are able to bring it back time to really look at how the toy was being made, the craft that was put into doing toy making at that point of time as well.
Mm. Tell us a bit more about this new exhibition. It's called Unbox Presents Toy Figurines. It's on till the 28th of November. What can we look forward to, especially perhaps maybe the 80s kids?
Maybe Unbox generally is a program that we really collaborate with local artists to unbox their personal collections. So toy figurines are specifically, we are unveiling actually 10 different types of dolls and figurines, and it's curated across three different generations. So from the pioneer years up to the 1980s, this is where you will come across toys like from He-Man, NASK, Transformers, and this was really during a time when it was the start of innovative boys' toys.
Yeah, I love those. And they got a little small parts, batteries not included, that type of thing.
Yeah, this is all really part of a new thinking, right, for Mint, because I remember a few years ago I went to Mint and it was quite overwhelming, but now I think it's a more of a less is more approach.
Yep, definitely. We are curating everything really specifically and something that's really meaningful.
And there's also a bit of an update when it comes to the use of technology. So you've got some AR augmented reality features going on. Walk us through how this works.
Sure. I think as you see, Mint is a really contemporary museum. So we are really all about doing things the unconventional way. And we really want to project our toys and content to the visitors in a different way as well. So, you know, in today's time where people are all tech savvy and the younger generation now is really all about social media like TikTok, we really wanted to implement an AR experience that allow users to use modern tech to learn about vintage toys, right? And to see vintage toys from a whole new creative perspective. So our new AR experience actually is a newly curated AR journey using character, I think, Lay Patek Pon, you might have known of him, to actually enter an AR journey of rediscovery. And you go through 5 levels of the museum, you know, being able to scan through 37 AR touch points and meeting toys in the museum. This is a journey that you will walk with Little Prince on a narrative that the museum has written originally. Mm. Yeah.
Do you personally notice, I mean, especially working with Mint Museum of Toys, right? Do you personally notice that, especially out of the pandemic, and I'm curious to find out how you guys were affected during the pandemic, that there's this rise of the collector, you know, people want to keep items because they feel that these memorabilia in that sense has more value as time goes on?
Yeah. I think during the pandemic, I would say before the pandemic, we already had plans to renovate the museum, to refresh its interiors and its ambience. So when COVID really hit the tourism industry, actually the situation kind of coincided with our bigger plan. And we decided to use the pandemic to kind of like close the museum to begin like a new milestone, which is entering a redevelopment phase. So that was really during a time that we also go through a physical transformation and digital transformation to come up with a lot of like new offerings, like what you see in the museum now. Yeah.
And when you look at some of the collections and the business models that can come about from it, have there been any changes like merchandising and souvenirs? Has that taken on a new angle?
Merchandising-wise, as a museum, you know, we really stay true to what we're best at doing, which is showcasing our vintage toy collections and history to the world. But in terms of merchandising, we are currently working with some partners to retail some exhibition-exclusive merchandises at our retail store, Mint Shop, and we also have an online e-commerce store which actually do this merchandising bit. Yeah.
Actually, talk about merchandising, Ryan. I was very excited about this interview. He came in this morning. He gave me and our producer, Nadira, Ultraman badge from the Mint Museum of Toys.
Nice.
So he's contributing to that. What's the demographic of visitors that you're seeing now? I mean, I'm guessing families, but more local or more foreigners?
I would say demographic-wise, we welcome people from all walks of life. You know, we have students, teachers, we have seasoned toy collectors, and really people who are hearing about us for the first time. So I think when all these different kind of people come in, they will discover and learn about vintage toys differently. Everyone see this one same toy in a really different perspective. And that's what we really enjoy, you know, the conversations that we have with all these different kind of demographics. We also work very closely with schools, and that is a whole new different perspective from, you know, the kids, how preschoolers and teachers really use the toys to learn. And that's a pretty cool bit.
Yeah, talking about the collection, and I'm just curious, what is the most valuable or expensive toy in the museum right now?
We have a lot. I don't think there's one, like, really, really valuable one, but we have a toy called the Popeye and Olive Oil Tank. And this toy is actually showcased in another Unbox exhibition now. And this toy is apparently really hitting a World War record of a value of, 105,000 US recently in an auction. So, and there are only 5 of these known toys in the world, and we have one of them displayed at the museum right now. So you have to come and see. For yourself.
I'm there. I'm going to be there. I'm also curious, when you put together a collection like that, right, do you have to collaborate with any of the brands or, I don't know, get permission for that matter? Because technically, you are earning a small profit from displaying toys, right?
So, to ask your questions, all the toys in the museum belongs to us, the main museum of choice.
Yeah.
So technically, we have the rights to use, these characters for the exhibitions. Yeah, so when we collaborate with artists, it's really showcasing their collection. So in a way, it's a two-way of collaboration, lah. Yeah.
Okay, and just a final question out of my own curiosity, Anna. When you apply for a job at the Min Museum of Toys, do you have to state which is your favorite toy? Is it a difficult interview process, or they make you name all the toys and if you don't know, you're out? You had no childhood.
No, I think that interestingly, all of us, working in the museum, we do have a personality of a toy that we feel best resonate with us.
What's yours?
Yeah, so mine is Betty Boop.
Sound
one of my favorite.
Yeah, I like that one. Been speaking with Anna Koh, who's marketing and comms manager for Mint Museum of Toys. Anna, appreciate your time this morning. Take care. Have a great day. Yeah.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.